We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Dalad Amud Beis, and we are beginning close to the wide line. We just learned that in our Mishnah it says, for example, if the Ani sticks his hand inside, takes a piece of challah out of the usher's hand, and brings it to himself outside, he's over the Isser of Haitza'ah. And the question was, he took it out of the guy's hand, and the guy's hand is not 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, and it has to be Munach on a place of 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So Gemara said, maybe Rabbi Kiva holds klutuk mishuchadam. I mean, something that flies through Shirabim is like it's munach, even though it's not on a makam dalad dalad. It's not placed on a makam dalad dalad. So you see that you don't need dalad dalad from Rabbi Kiva. That's the Gemara is saying. We have a mandiyam like that, Rabbi Kiva. Afraid the Gemara kasha. V'dilma maybe hanachu loy bayi. Maybe from the story of Rabbi Kiva, all you see is that you don't need a hanacha on a dalad dalad. But Akira Bayi, maybe Akira, you do need Dalad Dalad. And our Mishnah says, even for Akira, you don't need Dalad Dalad. Because the case I gave you, where the Ani stuck his hand into the Rishus to pull out a piece of challah from the Balbas's hand, that's Akira. Maybe Akira needs Dalad Dalad. Now, where do we see that to make Shechilik? So Rashi says, because Rabbi Kiva says Chayiv, it's only Chayiv once. If Akira Dalad Dalad also would be fine, so really it should be Chayiv two times. When I throw something from Shishi Yochid to Shishi Yochid through Shishi Rabim. Why? You should be chayiv once for Shishi Yochid to Shishi Rabim, which is Haitza, and number two, from Shishi Rabim to Shishi Yochid, which is Achnasa. You should be chayiv two. Elamai, the reason why you're not chayiv the second one is because Akira from not a Makam Dalad Dalad doesn't count. So maybe Rabbi Kiva holds that you need a Akira from Makam Dalad Dalad. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat, because he says maybe taki chayiv two and charami. He also says another kasha, maybe in a chayiv two chatoyes by a toldo makamav, because achnos is a toldo of haitza. And therefore, Tosfos is a different kasha of a dilma. He says, but dilma, maybe good, we have raya of Akiva, we see Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold munach adal adal. Maybe he only says legabe hanacha, but Akira, maybe he holds he need it. And why would you say it's different? Because he says that the makar for Akira makam adal adal comes from a pasuk ayetzi ishmim kaimai. And that pasuk talking about Haitza. So maybe talking about the Akira. So maybe Akira needs more. That's what he learns at Dilma. The Dilma, the Lashon Dilma is a little better if he ties this. Because if he Rashi, it's for sure. It's not Dilma. You see it in Achayiv too. Bal Kapana says it can't be Rabbi Kiva. Why not? Because maybe he is Machmir by Akira. And our Mishnah see, even by Akira, you don't need a Makam Dalad Dalad. And Lam Rabbi Yosef, it's not Rabbi Kiva. You know who it is? How many Rebbe he? Hey Rebbe, which Rebbe is this? Ilei Maharevi, if it's the following Rebbe that we're going to say right now, the Tanya learned the Raisa, Zorak, Venoch, Agabe, Ziz, someone threw something, and it landed on a little Ziz, it's like a windowsill, a little like ledge sticking out of the wall, in Rosh Rabim, it landed on that. So is this called Havara or not? Even for Havara, when you move something down on Rosh Rabim, you have to have a Kira and Anocha, you have to pick it up and place it somewhere. So is that called a placement on a Ziz? So it's a tiny kosher, it's a very small thing. Rebbe Mechayiv, Acham Poitrim. So what's the pshat? Because the Rebbe holds, you don't need Dalad Dalad. We have a Raya, the Rebbe holds, you don't need Dalad Dalad. So maybe our Mishnah is Rebbe. Maybe it's Rebbe Acham Poitrim. So Tosfos already asked right away, he says, what do you mean, what's the kasha? Maybe only Hanocha is good with a less than Dalad Dalad. You still don't know Akira. Same kasha just asked on Rekiva, you can ask him here. It's only talking about Hanocha. Tosfos said, tomorrow is a better kasha. We'll see tomorrow is a better kasha. So the Gemara, no, Hassam, you take a half dalad dalad. Why? Could the boy lemeim come on? Could that buy? Later on, the buy explains the avchest. Oma abaya, hacha beilan oimer shesiyachid, v'noif v'noito shesiravim. It's a big tree standing shesiyachid, and the branches in shesiravim. It doesn't have to be in shesiyachid. Even the both shesiravim would be the same thing. But zarek v'nacha noif, and land on the branch. The Rebbe soiva aminon shadi noifay basa ikroi. That the halacha is, since the ikar is a fat thing, that's dalad dalad, we consider the knife, the branch, as a makim dalad dalad also. The trunk gives it chashivas, that the branch also called dalad dalad. Rabbanon savri loyer means the knife as ikroi. Rabbanon hold your potter, you know why? Because no, you look at the knife itself, the branch itself, it's not dalad dalad, your potter. But maybe the kuliyam, you need dalad dalad. So it's not a good raya from this Rebbe, because Rebbe does not hold that's enough for kol shu. He only holds here because it has an ikar, it has a trunk. That is machshavit. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Tosfos actually learns a little different. We're touching like Rashi. Rashi says, "V'havu kemunach b'shus rab ma'amokim dal the ikker, which means a trunk, machshav leil noif. It's machshav the noif." So we're still looking for the Rebbe. Which Rebbe is this? Hello, ha Rebbe. This Rebbe. Tanya learned the brisa. Zorak b'shus rab m'shus yochav emsa. Similar case to before. He threw something from b'shus rab m'shus yochav emsa. Rabbi Mechayev Acham Patrim. Rabbi holds Mechayev Acham Yopatev. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Mechayev Hoyo Rabbi. Rabbi Shtaim. Two. Achas Meshum Hayitzah. Achas Meshum Achnasa. Why? Because we see Klutu Kumesh Hukadamia. So it goes from Sarabim, lands with, it goes from Sarabim, and Skilu lands with Sarabim. And from there went to Sarabim. So therefore it goes, it's like from one place, it's Mechayev two. It's like Tzah Vachnasa. Amma loy boy akira veloy anocha agabi mokem dal dal. Amma loy boy akira loy veloy anocha agabi mokem dal dal. That's the Rebbe you're talking about. So maybe this Rebbe, we found a Rebbe, someone who holds, they don't need akira va'anocha na mokem dal dal. So tomorrow, no, I have a way to slug that up also. Ha'itma lo Rav Shmuel Darma Tevayu loy mechayiv Rebbe el Rav Shishiyach Mekura. Rebbe was only mechayiv in this case if it's talking about that the Shishyach is Makurik. This case is talking about, I was saying it the opposite case. The case is not like Makir 4, it's the opposite case. Mishisharabim to Shisharabim, Mishisharabim in the middle. That's the case here. Mishisharabim, that's the case of the Bryce before. Zorak, Mishisharabim, 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 Mishisharabim. So when Mishisharabim to Shisharabim, Mishisharabim to Shisharabim. So he's saying, so he said, it's a raya that you have a Kira and Ochid, or you makam dal, we're using Kluta. We're using the Kluta Kamish Hongadam. We're looking like Kilo it's landed. So he's saying, no, there we're talking a special case. The Shisharabim had a roof. Now, loch is, if it's something with a roof, it's kilo, it's filled up with stuff. If it's filled up with stuff, then it's like it's munach also on a dalad dalad. If something is filled up, it's like it's munach.
Through the house,
yes. Through the house. The command we say a house is command, it's filled up. It's not on a roof, loy. So, because it's not called munach, and it's not dalad dalad. Here, it's the reason dalad dalad, because like it's filled up. You'll tell me, okay, you know what? You know what our Mishnah was talking about? The Baal Bayis is in a house. He's in a house. That's why it's Dal Dal. What's the problem? That's good when the Baal Bayis is in the house, Makura. But now the opposite case, where the Baal Bayis took it from the Oni, we also say it's Chayiv. Where's your Mokim Dal Dal there? Oh, it's Makura? If Shiram has a roof, it's not called Shiram. Because va'omer Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rebbe Abba, Amar Huna, Amar Rav, hamav v'chefetz dal amis v'shesharav mekura. You carry a chefetz for amis in a shesharav with a roof. Potter, why? V'she'en edoy mele digle midbar. It's not like digle midbar, which means that everything in Melech HaShav is learned that from the Mishkan. And by the Mishkan, there was no roof. And when the people travel, there's no roof. When the people were in the Mishkan, were in the desert, when the Shishim Reed were there in the desert, and the shesharav there, they were not. Didn't have a roof, and therefore it's in a doimel digle midbar, and therefore you have to not have a roof in order to be chayiv for shirabim. So now we're back shver. What's our mishnah? It says you don't need makom dal dal. We tried saying like a rekiva. We said no, it's maybe dafka anoch and not a kiro. We tried saying Rebbe's not right. Rebbe is throwing through a house where it's like it's full and there is a munach. So we're not sure how to learn our mishnah. Which tana is our mishnah? It says you don't need makom dal dal for akira of anochah.